Yesterday we read the Pirush Mishnayos LaRambam Perek Chelek. We went through quite a bit of it. It's important to get a whole perspective. And we've seen other writings of the Rambam today, Siyata Deshmaya, and try to figure out where we can go. If I recall correctly, we're just doing those who have my editions, page Vav of the Oz V'Hodar, and he read it yesterday. We did two columns of page Hey, three columns of page Vav, and now we only have to do another column and a half till we actually start the 13 principles. So, let's go. Those who don't have the my edition, how do I describe it to you?
Kuf Chav Dal.
Okay, so I'm going to begin, which is as follows. Utchias ha-meisim u-yesod mi-yesod e-moshe Rabbeinu olav ha-shalom. V'yein das v'lo dvekus b'das yudas mi-shelo yanan zeh. Avol hu le-tzadikim. A very big chiddush, the first big chiddush in the Rambam. Utchias ha-meisim is for tzadikim. Where does it say that? Amazing. V'chein l'lashem b'reishet rabba. Before Shemedrash, like the Rambam. Gvuras k'shamim le-tzadikim v'le-rishoyim. Utchias ha-meisim le-tzadikim b'levat. Wow. A chiddush. V'eich yichyu ha-rishoyim v'meisim afilu b'chayeyem. Chimam ha-rishoyim afilu b'chayeyem kuyim meisim. Tzadikim v'vim v'sosin kuyim chayim. Rambam's point is from the Gemara in Brachas. Daf yud chesem et beis. He takes it seriously. V'da. Ki ha-odam yesh lo lomas v'echreach v'yisparad v'yosho d'mashiruka b'imena. A human being is a composite. No composite can last forever. Omnam Yomus HaMashiach Hu Omnam Yomus HaMashiach Hu Zman Shetoshu V'Amalchus Yisrael V'Yachzu L'Eretz Yisrael V'Yosa HaMelech Godol Ma'od U'Beis Malchusa V'Tzion Yigdal Shmo V'Zichro Yemole Yagoyim V'Yosa Men HaMelech Shlomo V'Yashlimu Yito Kol HaUmos V'Yavdu Kol HaRotzos HaTzitko HaGodol V'Flos Shiyesh Al Yodo The Chomishi Yochum Olav Yavdeu Hashem Yisala Vyimser Osav Yoda, Chopsuke Mikra Meiden Al Katzlachoso Vatzlachosenu Imo, Vlo Yishtan Ben Psiyos Shemdovi Mashahu Ata. Nature will remain the same. Only difference will be that the King of Israel, the Mashiach, will be reign supreme. Elash Amalchus Tazal Yisrael, Elash Nechachamim. Again, it's a Gemara in a few places. Posted here from Sanhedrin. It's on Tzadi Aleph and Tzadi Tes on the Mount of Kamis. Ein bein olam azale mosa Mashiach al-shibir malchus b'vav. Shoyim. V'yu b'yom av ashirim ve'evyonim giborim v'chaloshim k'negez ul-asim. Yeah, like always. Aber b'osim ayomim yenokil me'od al b'nei odam limtsom mechiosam. It'd be easy to make a parnosa. Ad shet b'omol mu'at ch'yam al-odam yagir l'tawel az-gadol. V'zeo sh'omru, again quoting another Gemara, is the Gemara found in Masechta Shabbos? Asida Eretz Yisrael lahotzi gluskos uchle milas fishnei adam omrim shiyim so adam davar muchan the mezuman ploni matzah pas ofri v'tafshel mevushel. Whereas I mean mashenema v'nei necheri ikarechem v'charmechem odia sheisham zera v'kotzir, but it'll be easy. V'chein kotzav v'achacham azeh shema amamar azeh al tamido. What's he referring to in Masechta Shabbos Daf Lamed? Shlohevin dvaro, the choshev shu al pshuto. Mishivano kifias agosav. Lohaisa osa tshuva tshuva amitis. Rav shlohevin lo al amitos. So mashevi rav al tansiv kivalta. Come on, Shabbos daf lam. The kids and nimitz will be very easy to make a parnasa. But life is going to go on as normal. Vatoveles agodla shetia be also a yom. What's the greatness of this? What's Mashiach tzeit? What's the big deal of Mashiach tzeit? You have to olam kivanag anayik. No. Shenanuach mishibud malchus shumonea osonu me'asiyas hamitzus kulam. Remember what the Rambam said yesterday? What's all the last week's parasha? We read about all the brachas of bounty and peace. The whole purpose of those brachas of the Rambam is why? In order to do what? In order to have time to learn, to earn more schar olam haba. So to Mashiach, it'll be all that plus. The brachas that we have are brachas that could be even in this world. When Mashiach comes, there'll be those brachas plus, but all in the regular world, physical world that we have today. Fine. The Yish B'Soah Melchamas, Kemosh Nema, the famous Pesuk in Yeshaya. Well, Yisa Goyal Gacherev. In other words, by doing good things then. The Mashiach Yavus. Guess what? The Mashiach is going to die. Rav said, Yechidush in the flow over here. The average Jew in the street doesn't know about these things. Mashiach is going to die, right? Simple for Mashiach Rambam. In Pirish and Mishnayis. We'll see Yad HaChazak later. The Yimlech B'no Tacht of Uben B'no U'Kvabir HaNovi Es Misos Ola Yichav Ola Yoretz Ad Yosem Beretz Mishpat V'yach Machus Yomim Rabim Ad Mo'od V'yachu Chaya B'nei Odom Gam Ken Lefi Shek Shiesur Adagos V'yigonos Yachu Yimei Odom. Hey, longevity will increase. The people's problems and worries and pains are going to go away. They'll live longer. Ve'ein litmoa shet eskay mechusul alpayim v'alofim min hashonim. It could be thousands of years. Kishachamim amru ki akibutz hatov sheyeskay betzlo b'meri yiparit. Once, I'm not sure where this quote is from. The truth is I have a new edition. I should really check this out, the sources. This is a different edition of the Pirush Mishnayos LaRambam, which we have downstairs in our Beis Medrash. It's called Mechon HaMor, and they have an annotated edition. I've been reading here with a few notes at the bottom of the Oz V'Hod, the Yalkut Mefarshim, but they have a much more extensive annotations. Let me read you if I can find it. Where he quotes a source. They don't tell you what the source is. It says, one second, Alfei Shonim. Who said so? Kuf Mem Zalit. Oh, he's quoting the Gemara Maseches Sanhedrin Tzadi Tesav and Alf. It's a question of how long it's going to be. How many doros will Yimos HaMashiach be? Each one goes to Pasuk. One will be at least three doros. That's what he says. Mashiach will die. Then his son will take over. Then his grandson will take over. V'shekfar Amor Chachamim Ki Akibutz HaNalak She'is Kabas Yizamos HaShiparit. No source. Even the Hamora has no source. I thought maybe some kind of Chazal or some kind of philosopher. Same as I didn't know, they don't know either, so I don't feel so bad. My Moratzis is not showing any worse than Hamocha and Hamora. They have 20 editors on the case, so I can be a little bit ignorant. It's Nishkafelach. All right? Vaita in... I'm going to read from this edition that I have in front of me. It's a bigger print. If something different than what you have, please let me know. Okay. Ve'ein anu mis'avan limosa Mashiach lo mishim sheyibu hatvuos v'amomen. We'll be able to ride on horses, put that table called a Lamborghini, and Klezemer, we'll be able to drink beer and have a wine party with the fanciest orchestra, the Philharmonic playing. V'titkas ha-melech v'godle chokhmaso v'kivraso l'boro k'mosha amalo b'niyata.
You're saying a lot more than it says here.
You don't have it there? Okay. V'kiyin kol toras Moshe v'ibli rifyo v'lo tirda v'lo onas k'mosha v'tiyach, right? L'yolam d'vish Yisrael k'kulam yeyde v'osi l'migodlam v'atkotlam v'nasati Torah v'liba. That's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Is that, do you have that? Do you have that pasuk? Really? Wow. I picked this thing up just in the nick of time. Wow. Where did they leave off over here?
Okay, he does bring one it second. A little later, yes. He does.
No, we have that puzzle in your meal. Yes. That we do have. Okay, so maybe a little bit was missing. And he quotes a puzzle in both editions. A puzzle, Kvasi Rosh, his Lev Evan Mipchacham, and Cheslas, Sav Torah. The Havim Minan, the Shonas, the Elev, and Yonam Elev. The Yusak, the Osam, the Matzov, the Olam, the Bo. Hasagah chazak. What does that mean? You'll be able, presumably, to understand spirituality much better. V'atachles reyolam abo ulumoso hi ha'ishtadlus. We're all, Mashiach Zeit is not the end. It's just a stepping stone towards olam abo. And because of the lack of all the tumults that we have in today's world, we'll be able to achieve that intellectual ability, which is, we'll see soon, is one of the stepping stones, perhaps even a prerequisite for Olam Abba. Fine. Lefichach, his bone and Zanezav Hashem betachas asofis. V'niach mashuzulos. Then we go to the Mishnah. Call Yisrael. Oh, finally. Pirush Mishnayos. How much he's written? He hasn't gotten to the first word yet. Now, finally, after what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 humongous columns in small print. 6. You might as well be finally gets to the first word of the mission. This is unprecedented. And those who want to look it up in a better edition, I'll give you two svarim to look up, which I couldn't get out of the library. They're in a reference. One is the Hakdamas of the Rambam, and one is Igros Rambam, both edited by Rabbi Yitzchak Shelak, one of our favorite Mechaber. We just had him this year. You remember earlier we had about Rafua, and that's the same we have. I'm a big fan of his, but I couldn't get it out of the library. I just was there. Sorry, can't take it out. But those who want to look it up, it's there. There are other editions, but we have the edition right here. This is Hamor, is a pretty good edition, but his is more extensive.
I don't know if it's intellectual or spiritual.
Well, which word do you want to translate now?
Was it before that?
I use the word intellectual. We'll get to the. We'll see soon where I got that from. It's going to come up in a few times in the immediate future here. They may also have tachlis and a royal mishirot to lios over me'ava over kedil lahasik olam haba kmo shebaranim b'mashakonim. Al tiu, right? Elo avar al derech sheomar v'hainu shemehemen sheyesh shem yudia shigia lanaviyim es Hashem shodiyim bozeh v'shamal sen kach v'apchisio sen kach. These are ups, these are downs. Look for what's up and avoid what's down. You completed the matter of man that's within you. I'm not afraid to use Lashonus. Obviously, the converse. Yeah. You have the same word? What's the...
No.
No?
No.
What's the word you have? A little bit different words, you're right.
Yes.
A little different words. I have the word muskola over here. Muskola means opposite from the word musko, which means intellectual...
Enlightenment.
Right, intellectual achievement. Intellectual achievement. The addition over here is, I've got to read it here again. Let me see what's happening over here. A bit of a different version over here. Aderach Sha'omar, that word, Aderach Sha'omar, we had as well. You shouldn't do it. You know, Amnas the Kabbal Pras.
Both are translations, so it's the way.
I understand very well they're both translations. I'm just trying to get a better.
They're expressing similar concepts.
Yeah, absolutely similar. But my over the language is Tiskayim Navsho, Bikium Muskola, Bezeo Olam Abba Kamosha Biyarn. Second. Here it says, Shetichya, Nasha Tiskayim Shetichya, Navsho, the word Navsho is the same. The key was the same, but not muskala, but rather hayadu'ala. What does it mean, hayadu'ala? In other words, the soul will live and continue with the fulfillment of either its intellect or that which is known to it. Two different, slightly different. Zelamaba, who was an English amro, al tiu chasus keperet ein hoven, kolomat paskantilim. Shamonam. By an animal, it's the implements that are used by the cattle driver or the donkey driver to keep the horse driver to keep the horse in the right way. Not that what's preventing you from going is some kind of the jockey is holding on to you or the wagon driver. No, yourself. Klomak, Tsurasa Anoshis, your human figure. Imhaisa Shlema, he timnenu, mimashin, mono, minashlemos. Vehena nigrapisios, you'll stay away from the lowerings, things that lower you. Vhe tizaris also el mashi yoviel el ashlemos, zehena malos. Zeh, all of the datum you call the ram, bin yazeh anala. Shechashivuso atzuma. It's very important, I just said until now. Then he says something which I don't think ever fulfilled. V'od achaber achibur, this Ram is a very young man here, in Pirshei Mishnah. I'm going to write another book. Kol adroshem tzos betalam zoloso, v'avoron v'aspel behem hezbra amatem lamitus. I'm going to explain, every man I'm going to explain to you, not the way the literalists said, which was illogical, not the way those who poked fun at it, I'll do it al derech ha'agada, you know, all metaphorically. But I don't think he ever wrote such a sefer. V'chenavi rayos al kolzem edivrem, v'agala ma'amehen kipshuto, ma'amehen moshel, u'ma'amehen kor v'chalom, v'amru v'stam, ki l'kor v'hakitz, u'v'also achibur avar lecho emunos rabos, v'shem avar kol advar ma'ashen nosati lecho ma'amehen b'divar ha'ele dugmos me'atos shetum ma'amehen. V'ele v'aker osi al ma'ashiesh b'divar ha'eder dir, b'miktas milen v'inyonim v'shem v'daktikim b'aman she'e chokma, v'lo dikdaki ad kerekach. I don't. I was quick because, you know, I'm not writing my next book.
The first part of the Marna Gluchim does that.
Part of it. Once we just finish up a few more lines. Umila sapikoris, umila aramis, inyana zilzul abizi b'torah v'nosi atorah. Not what others say it means from Epicurus, the famous Greek philosopher. Ram does not say that. He says it's an Aramaic word, and it means a zilzul and a bizui haTorah. On the footnote on the bottom, they quote from the Yavetz, "Kenu shema poker hayavani, asher kichas lakel mimal, oma novel ein alokim." This is what the Yavetz says. It means it's the Yaakov Emden. It's Epicurus, who was a hedonist. It started from him. Eat, drink, and be merry, because tomorrow we'll die. There's no God. Okay. Right. I don't have that. Oh, but no seator. Okay, that's probably the same word in this edition. It's a borrowed term. It's a Gemara later on with the Maran becomes. Oh, it's a Talmud Chacham Shiyah. Oh, Rabbi, if you're Mevazah. That's as far as we know. The rest is not a commentary on the part of the Mishnah that we learned until now. Then he says, this is the, I'm skipping a few lines, the end of this paragraph. Hu amokom, askiro kanu amokom, aroi biyoseh, laskiro, ikwe tarosenu biyososeh, shloshesar yosotis. I'm not going to read the 13 right now, because we'll get to all of them in Mitzvah Shem. What happens at the end of the 13? When he finishes. He finishes all 13. There's a little bit later. Ukeferachti bedvorem ma'od, yotzosim inyan chiburi. If you think you can figure it out after 1 or 10 times, you're wrong. Like this. That's the end. So we haven't read any of the 13 principles directly. We're reading now the background. Okay. But now that we've read this introduction these 13 principles, the question will be, what if somebody doesn't believe in these 13 principles? What happens then? So, on a simple level, Ram is saying that you're a bad guy. You're a bad guy. You really have to believe these 13 big time. And the big question becomes, why these 13, what's so special about these 13 things? Only these 13 are important. Nothing else is important in the Torah. As a matter of fact, the Abar Benel didn't like the whole idea of Ikrim. Everything's an Ikrim. I have the Sefer Rosh Amana, which I have on my desk. He asked the Kasha, doesn't get it. Everything in Torah is an Ikrim. And what happens if someone is not sure? Maybe yes, maybe no. Do you have to, what we call in the Siddur, Emunah Shlema? Or it's enough that you're not absolutely denying it. And what if you deny it based on, not on spite, but on your misinterpretation of the Torah itself? These are all very significant questions, aside from the 13 themselves. So I brought a little bit of a library to show you today, initially. And just to show you a couple of things. And then we're going to start the analysis. Number one, I showed this in the opening day, Menachem Kellner wrote a book called Must a Jew Believe Anything? Okay. He's the one whose version of Rosh Hashanah I have out of the library. It's a newest one. So obviously, he's a significant, he's a firm Jew, and he's a Yodea Sefer, clearly. I also have here Rabbi Dr. David Berger's critique of Professor Kellner, which is printed, I believe, in Tradition, if I'm not mistaken. I have it. I also have the list that's not available. And recently, Professor Kellner put out a new edition of his book, in which he responded to Dr. Berger. That's, I think, in print already. Do you know about that? He said also one thing in the library. And I have the private response to Dr. Berger himself on my email. So all this we're going to get to. It's obviously serious stuff. Then I have a book by Mark B. Shapiro, which is entitled The Limits of Orthodox Theology, which he, Maimonides' 13 Principles Reappraised. This book made a big tumult when it appeared. We're going to discuss the ins and outs of this book at great length. Great length. I say the ins and the outs. Careful with my words. I have two reviews of this book, too. One by Professor Kellner himself, who's wondering, I think he's right. Professor Kellner wrote much, forgive the expression, worse, much more outrageous from the perspective of the typical Jew than Professor Shapiro. But Professor Kellner got almost only Dr. Berger wrote him. Only Orthodox Jew was Dr. Berger. With it, he tumbled the whole Welt. Kellner doesn't understand how that happened. I can understand why it happened. And then I have here a beautiful essay called Chemda Tova. You give liquor for a yeshivish perspective. A very nice work. Written by Rav Halperin in Lakewood, Tov Shanayim Beis. This comes after both of these. This was printed in, that's in 1999. And this one comes out when? In, what was the year? 2004. But it really originates in the major article he wrote in something called the Torah by the Journal in response to Rabbi Parnas Shlita, by Freedom of Inquiry, which he writes in the front page one of his introduction. Then I have the Mor Nebuchim. Thanks to Matt, I have the Mor Nebuchim, which is supposed to be the best edition by Michal Schwartz. The edition that I have at home from here is the Kapach edition. And unfortunately, the edition that's on the Bar Ilan, as Nissan told me, is an ancient edition. I wrote it down here, the name of the edition. This came out, this Mor Nebuchim, this newest one, came out what year? Let me open it up. What year? 2002. Okay. Rabbi Kapach came out earlier than that. And this came out in the 1960, which is a reprint from 1909. I mean, that's the one that they have apparently on the Bar Ilan. So that's, you know. And again, it's a translation, so it's problematic. That's my library, okay? Then I have Rabbi Chonon. He has about this a little bit. I just want to show you. There's a new edition of this thing called Kovetz Mamorim, which is going to be relevant as well. And I guess the final thing in my arsenal, my library, is something which is extremely current. One of the very, very distinguished Rabbanim and Yeshiva, Rabbi Wiedeblank Shlita, has written a comprehensive sefer on these matters called Illuminating Jewish Thought. By Ashkacha Pratis, he came to me last week and asked me to write Haskam on the sefer. So I have to read it first. So he gave me the middle volume, which I read from beginning to the end, and he gave me part of volume one, which is not ready for print yet at all, but the part which was relevant to me, which is the second part of volume one, that I have in front of me here as well. Okay? That's my library. I'm not an expert in this field. I'm sort of a newcomer. So you have to forgive me if I make mistakes. I think that Matt's in this field longer than I am. So if anything I say which you think is incorrect, please write it down and let me know either during the shiur or after the shiur. Okay? Because I don't. And I want to say one more thing. In all likely, there's no shiur next week. Because that's an unlikely event. There's a bris. A baby boy is born before the sun sets today. I'm out. So, and the chance that there's no baby before Shabbos, which is the likelihood at this point, I'm out the whole week because that is a chasana. So I'm out. Basically, I'm out. But I'll be back the next week. I would even give shiur on Sunday, but I don't know if the Talmidim really wants shiur on Sunday in June. Let's leave it out. Let's not be Monday, Mr. Shen. I mean, that'll be Monday, the June 20th, will be next year. But you have plenty of time to go over these Ma'amechomas, and my philosophical ones, I'll give to Nisan. He'll get them out to you plenty of time before Shabbos. You have a whole yontif to the only sefer you need besides Shas really is the Maor Nevuchim. If you get a copy, any copy of that before Shabbos, and that's the most important of the works that are not found in Shas.
It's very good
English. Okay, from the
University of Chicago.
Okay, and the sefer Yikra by Rav Yosef Albo. The Ramban Shara Gmul, which is printed in Kisvei Ramban, the Kuzari, then more recent Svarim, this Rebbe Chanan has, and there's Mechta Meliyah, certain things. But those, you know, people you get that there is Bote Medrash throughout the, wherever you happen to be. Fine. So here we're discussing the very serious matter. Pashup Shah, Rebbe Osai, Pashup Shah is that every Jew has a Chelek Olam Haba. That's the default. Everybody has Olam Haba. Everybody. You have to lose it. It's yours to lose. So we mentioned it yesterday, the Parshat Pshat and the Mishnah. But there are certain lines in the Rambam which give you a little bit of a pause about this. And I'll go back to the Rambam. We read the Rambam quickly, but let's go back a little bit where the Rambam used expressions. We just saw them. We sort of glossed over them. We made note of them. That when a person understands the intellectual ideas, this is just before he starts the actual Yud Gimel Ikrim. Then, his words, again, different translations, Nishlam Ho'inyan Ho'anoshi. Then you call it Odom HaSholem, right? You're not like a behemoth. And then, there's nothing stopping Tiskayim Nafsho B'kiyum Muskola, which is Olam Abba. So you get an impression from the Rav, looking here, on here, on only here, that a person has to deserve Olam Abba. Has to earn Olam Abba. And the way to earn Olam Haba is by intellectual contemplation. And if you don't contemplate intellectually, you have, again, it's not clear, we'll see soon, but a superficial reading of the Rambam, which is the reading which is accepted by Professor Kellner, without intellectual achievement, there's no Olam Haba. And it's not a punishment. It's not a punishment. It's just, you go up there, you won't understand a blasted thing. If you spend your life in this world developing the intellect, so you captured it up to some heavenly world, which is an intellectual world, you'd appreciate it. But if you didn't earn the intellect here in this world, then there's nothing to talk about. You want to be able to appreciate it. That's a punishment. Just that you won't understand anything. You won't have any hanah of Olam Haba. This is the Parshat Pshat, and the superficial Pshat, as you say, and Shita Sarama. That being the case, the Rambam L'Shitaso, how to write 13 principles of faith, without knowing them, know Olam Haba, and it's different than the rest of the Torah. If you don't know the rest of the Torah, you're Adam Haaretz. But if you don't know this, then you are a loser Olam Haba. This answers the kash of the Abarbanel. Do you have Abarbanel on Bar Ilan? Should we have the Rosh Hashanah? If we do, I'll just show you a little bit. Where he says he doesn't understand this whole idea of Ikrim. Everything's an Ikrim. But if what we're saying is correct, then no. Then everything else you don't know, so you're not Moritz. You don't know. But here, if you don't know, you lose your Olam Haba. That's a big difference. Most of us don't know many areas of Jewish law. I mean, you know, even those who know a little bit about the Hilchos Brochos, you know about Negoyim, you know about, I don't know, Kalim and Mekabel Tumah. We don't know these things. Okay, so I'm Moritz. But you don't lose Olam Haba if you don't know it. If you don't know these things, the push-up shot and the superficial shot in Rambam is you're out. If this is the case, the Rambam will be Lishitos. So we haven't seen any Rambams yet in Yad HaChazaka. Let's go right now to Rambam's Yad HaChazaka.
You have an interesting explanation. The third mitzvah of Vegas by Shem with the Rambam.
We'll get to that. We'll certainly get to that. Absolutely get to that. You have Maramakomas, which have all these things. Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Gimel. If this is correct, it's a very important Rambam which we'd understand. Is this big enough? What's our setting here? It's only 20. Try to make this very big for the Talmid. Watch this. Chamisha Heim Anikra Minim. What are they? There's no God. An atheist. They're a dualist. But they call them a corporealist. That's the word they're using these days. The corpus of body. These are the first three animam, as you know, from the Siddur. Let's just finish up. He is not, doesn't precede the world. That's the fourth thing of the Rambam. V'chein ha'oved kochav v'mazal v'zulasuk l'lios melitz b'no b'n rono l'avim. That's the fifth ikar. V'lo l'vada royal l'tzpal, as it says in the Siddur. K'lele mechamish e'elu v'min. If you're a min, you lose all the mabo and all the consequences of a min. Says the Ravid. L'ma k'olo as a min, if you believe in Hashem as a body. V'kama g'dolim v'tovim mimenu. What's the translation of mimenu? Two translations mean men. Men probably means then him, then he. Those who are greater and better than he. Others want to soften and say than us or than them. That's not the Pashup Shah. Hochu Bazua Machshava, that God has a body. Fimasharov and Mikros, Sukim, Yad Hashem, right? Etzbalokim, Raglav, Takas Raglav. But we also have more. The Rabbi is not saying that God has a body, but they're greater than the Rambam people who felt that way. Whom is he referring? Who is he referring to? Anybody know? Some suggest he meant Rashi, because Rashi says in certain places, that's Halakha in Hakira. Rashi was Rashi, a corporalist. I think Rabbi Slifkin wrote that. He was known to that. Yes, Rabbi Zucker wrote back sharp on it. That's absolutely ridiculous. Ridiculous. There's a man named Rav Moshe Taku. Have you heard of him before in your life? You heard of him? You heard of him? You heard of him? You heard of him? Not you heard of him. Well, he was apparently a great man. And Balei HaTosfos. And there are those who say he's a corporealist. I saw two refutations of that. One, he didn't say that Hashem has a body. He said that Hashem, if he so desires, can appear to man as if he has a body. That's the old philosophical conundrum. Can God make a stone that God can't destroy? He's trying to trap you in these kind of sophistry. So can God make us appear as a body to a human? You say yes, you say no. Whichever way you say, it's no good. So they say, Rav Moshe Taku said, yes, he can do that too. That he has a body. He can make us appear as a body. It never meant more than that. That's what I saw some say. And Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky Shlita, in Dialogue 5, says two things. Number one, he doesn't think Rabbi Moshe Taku wrote the whole thing. It's a forgery. He has nice proofs it's a forgery. Number two, even what's written there just doesn't say it. It's Lahayd Rabbi Olam. He's fighting with the Rambam, but it doesn't say what he himself holds. It's worth it. If you want to look it up, Dialogue 5, you probably get it in the library. You have a copy of it? You own a copy? Okay, so you can either borrow it or take it from the library. Adka. Fine. Now, so the question, of course, becomes, wait a minute. So, if that's the case, there are plenty of apocryphs running around, because they think that Hashem has a body. So there are different, let's see if I can get the one or another version. Let's see what we have. The only Rav Shach on the Rambam. That was one place I could find it. Okay. Let's try. I'm not sure I'll be able to find this in a source that I want to show it to you in. Probably. I'm not sure I'll be able to find this. At the very end. Hosafos, let's see. No. Okay, what I'm trying to show you is in print a quote from Reb Chaim of Brisk. Famous quote. Yes, Reb Chaim, how can it be this person believes the Torah literally? How can it be called an apokaris amin? So Reb Chaim is supposed to have answered, "A nevach apokaris It's Eichet and Apokaris. He's a Nebuch and Biscayne. It's not his fault, really. He's still an Apokaris. Why? Unsalav command the Amen. He's an Onus. But an Onus, you don't. For an Onus, Hotmanish, as the Vilna Gaon said famously. So you don't have the intellectual capacity, and you're unable to thereby enjoy the Olam Haba. Wow. Wow, that's just amazing. So therefore, this is a serious, serious problem. As a matter of fact, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, he writes certain things. In Hilchos Tshuva, where is the Rambam? In Hilchos Tshuva, talks a little bit about the soul. And it's going to be helpful for us to see it. Although, again, I'm giving you a cautionary note, and I believe this is overblown, as I'll try to prove to you and show to you. Go to Perek Ches. These little things are on the Korah sheets. I'm right. Let's watch this over here. What does he say? What's a nefesh? What's a nefesh? A nefesh is that Sura Shabiyanu Beperi Bivdami Rechus Yisori HaTorah. It's called a nefesh. What does that do? What does that do? What does it achieve? Right? Hadea Shisiga Me'aborek Ificocha. Visiga Hadeas and Nefrodos. What they call the separate intellects. Ushara Masav Yatsura Shabiyanu Beperi Dalim. So the nefesh is something which is abstract, which understands abstractions, which understands what's called separate intellects. It's like angelic, something which is above the normal forces that a human being has. And he tells you to look in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. Okay, let's take a look. He says to look in Yisodei HaTorah. Well, look, we usually don't look in Yisodei HaTorah. That part is too esoteric for us, but the Ram tells us to look. Imlo Achshav Emosai. Let's look at Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. Again, I put this on the Makoros. Well, again, Nefesh Kobasi Tsuroso Nasas, right? Badas, I say, I'm a Tsuya Benav Shalodam, Utsuya Sodom, and Shalom Bedata. You're not an animal. You said the same thing in Perisha Mishnais. This is what lifts you above the animals. Al Tsurazu Neva Betorah, Adasam Betalmenu Kid Musenu. Shetiel Otsura Yodas Masegas Hadeos Shenlem Golem Kwa Malochim Shem Tsura Below Golem Achidamala, and a person can be like an angel. Wow. 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 Deo. This means Deo. Okay? Be careful, watch the names, he says. And this is not from Yisodos. What are the four Yisodos of the world? What? Dirt, fire, water, and air. No. 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 Meis Hashem and Hashemayim. She poured a golem shemuchum b'nei yisodos v'tiyav and Hashemayim b'nei she'en ha-metsuya el im ha-guf u'tzricha la-guf v'chol ma'aseh lo tikir. That's the part which is part of the body, the soul of the body. That's going to separate. Lo tikore satsur azos. That's part of the human, that's its intellect that will never come to an end. V'she'en ha-tzricha l'neshamah b'ma'aseh. It doesn't need the spiritual part of the body. It's a totally separate intellect. The Odas, Umasegas, Hadeus, Haprudas, Menagolvim, the Odas, Bore, Kakol, knows God, for Omedes, the Olam, Olam, Olam. Finished. Okay? Now he says, all these things, this is Perek Dalet. Kol Advar, Melech, Adivan, Abinyan, Zeh, it's a small amount of what there is to know. But the Perek 3 and 4 is not as deep as the first two Prokhim. 3 and 4 is my sabrachis. And you shouldn't speak about this, Barabim, only to one. My simrakova, which is the first two prokim. Even to one you can't say. This is the chochum mevim medatel, you tell me from Rashi prokim. My sabrachis, you tell one person. He doesn't understand it completely. Why you tell speak about it in public? Fish ain't called Adam Yeshlo Das Rachovo Lahasik Pirish of Beer called Vrama Burin. The average person won't understand. Can I ask you a question? If this is what you need to get into Olam Haba, and the average person doesn't understand it, What does it mean in the Mishnah? Kol Yisrael Shel Abba. Stira Galuya. What Kol Yisrael? You just say Rubo Kakulo. Not even a row. Because most people don't understand this. So what's going on over here? How can it be that most people have no Chel Galam Abba? It's Pile Ploin. How can it be? Now, on the other hand, the Rambam begins. How does it begin, Rambam? How does it begin? First mission. Yisoda, Yisoda, Samura Chochmos. Leda. He doesn't say to believe, he says to know. It's very important. Leda. Shiesha Motivation. There's a prime being. Okay? Everything comes from that prime being. And if you would imagine that the prime being doesn't exist, nothing would exist. Right? And if you would imagine nothing else exists, he would still exist. Hashem Elokim Emes. This is a God. He runs the entire world. Anochi Hashem Elokim. Not Amuna, Yediya. You have to know it. Chalamala al Dato. Even you think Sheyesham Elokim Achachutz Mizeh, the second God. Over below, I say. The Kofa Beaker. Shezeo Iker Agoda Shakol Tolibo. Now, wait a minute. But didn't he say it in the beginning? What did he say? Imyala Adas? How can he say in Ramah Alochavov, if it enters your mind that there's something else than your Kofer? Here he said, Imyala Das, Imyala Das. He said it twice. So the answer is, yeah, for a split second, it'd be all Adas, but to be rejected summarily and immediately. But if you really contemplate that, then it's bad news. You have to know it, and know it for sure, and there's only one God, can't be two, can't have a body, impossible. Why can't it have a body? Why? Why can't there be a body? This is logically impossible. Because if there would be a body, there'd be an end. And if it's an end, since it's Melakenu Baruch Shmo, he's omnipotent, he's always, he exists forever. By definition, he has no body. He has no body. Pasuk in Chumash. Hashem Elokeinu b'shamayim mimal v'lo etz mitachas. A goof can't be in two places. And it says, ki lo risim kol tzvuna, by Mamar HaSinai, v'nema Yeshaya, v'el mi tzadam yuni v'yeshvet, the Pasuk, I think, in Haftor v'Shabbos Nachmu, ilo yod goof, ha'idom l'shal goofim. Ah, it says in the Torah, all these things, etz belokim, yad Hashem, eni Hashem, ozni Hashem. No. Hakol lefi datan shel b'nei Adam, who, she'enem akirin ala gufos, v'dibra Torah b'loshem, this is a chiddush nevram, dibra Torah k'loshem b'nei Adam. That's what the Gemara means when it says this expression. There it means, ribuyim, make a ribuy, don't make a ribuy in Shas. This is a new word usage of that phrase. That Hashem speaks in what people can understand. It doesn't really mean it literally. V'akol kinuyim ein, im shenos dibrak harbi, Hashem has a sword, chicherav yeshlo, uvecherav oreg, Marshall, I call Marshall. How do you know? Because it says Hashem is this way, this way, this way, this way. Nah, it's all b'marne v'ur v'machzeh. None of this exists. Okay. Watch this now. Not only does Hashem not have a body, but he does not even have a description. What do you mean, no description? Hashem, Hashem, kerachav v'chanan. Many of us said it. Some of us are even going to sing it on Shavuos and Shul and Pifnam. What does that mean? Racham v'chanan. What do you mean he has no description? Watch. V'lomad avakenu, kol advarom alalu v'chayotzi ben shenemu v'torah v'zvirei anviim. Moshe melitza. Yoshev shemam Yisrach. Hashem laughs. Ki asuni v'alei, they may be angry. Kasher sos Hashem. Hashem is happy. Ala kol amru chacham v'di v'torah shenei odom. Kemi ha'osim achisim. Yoma ani Hashem lo shenisi. That's a pasuk in the Haftorah for Shabbos HaGadol, I believe, from Malachi. I don't change. V'lo yopamim kosu pamim sameach hayo mishtana. Kol advarim ha'elu enem etzuyin ele legufim bodies ha'afelim dark hashvalim lowly shochnei boteichom living bodies like us asher be'ofi yisodam avil hu baruchu yisbaruch v'yisodam alzeh. I'll close that. I the pasuk says chanan v'racham. No. Does it mean that Hashem is literally merciful? He conducts himself and appears to us as merciful. not that he's really merciful. That's a chiddush in Rambam. Rambam saying it's philosophically compelling based on what we said earlier. That's what the Rambam says. Rambam says it. You can't deny that he says it. Oh, this idea of yediyah is a very big fight in terms of how you translate the very beginning of the Sefer Mitzvot Rambam. Big fight, also written in Arabic. I believe the best versions are Chaim Hillel's version. Chaim Hillel is my Rebbe's Rebbe, and he knew Arabic, and he wrote a very, very precise version. You won't get it over here, but all right. Whatever we'll get, we'll get. This is a say. Aleph. Mitzvah Rishonu Asher Tzivanu Lahamin, to believe. That's a classical translation. Chaim Hillel proves it's a mistranslation. It means Leda, as you see in Mishnah Torah. Not Lahamin. To know. What's the difference between knowledge and belief? Here, Chaim is again quoted in by Rav Shach. Sorry, I don't have it here. In Avi Ezri, on Hilchos Shuvah Perek Eloch Ahei, Chaim said that faith comes after knowledge. If you can't prove it logically, that's when faith comes in. I saw the Michtel of Yochot, the exact same words, word for word from, you're not going to leave the coming together, you know what? Rav Nachman of Breslov. Wow. From Chaim of Brisk, Rav Nachman of Breslov come together. This has to be so. I mean, it's an unlikely couple. Okay? That's what they both say, the same thing, word for word. Okay. Now, let us take a look in the Mor Nevuchim. I want to just show you a couple of sources. Okay? A couple of sources. How do I get Mor Nevuchim here? Sifrei Machshava, right? Sifrei... What's it called here? What was it called? Yeah, was a name for it over here?
Yeah, it's below.
Oh, further down?
Interesting,
right.
Doesn't include pantheism in
Venus. That's a very good question. Mor Nevuchim.
Excuse me.
We're going to look in one place for the moment. Chelek Gimel. Again, this is an ancient translation, but should do the trick. Watch this. Watch this. Talks about tikkun hanefesh and tikkun haguf. What is tikkun hanefesh? Nisinaos hadeos ha'amitios. Knowing the right, the truthful facts. Okay? Now, tikkun haguf means the world should exist. And that comes first. Why? Why does that come first? Why? And yecholas lagia lakavona rishona, which is tikkun hadeos, elachash yagio lashenes hazos, tikkun hamedinos hagufim. Okay, they're two different shlemios. Shlemios haguf comes first. Shlemios hanefesh. What comes first? Should be healthy, physically healthy. You have to have food. You have to have a house. You have to have a shower. I'm just going to translate for what's on the screen. You have to have a state. Kibbutz HaMedini. Adam Medini Beteva, famous quote of the Rambam. A person by nature is a social person. You have to have a government. But what's the real Shlemus? Maskil Bepoa. Sheyeda kol mash yecholos ha'odom ledato mikol anem tzos kvishlemus ha'achor. Should know whatever there is to know. Whatever there is to know. Doesn't you have to know about what's going on in the Broadway shows? We have to know what's going on in the... in Major League Baseball, whatever it is to know about the Kodesh Baruch Hu, about Muskolos. That's what it means. Okay? Ukfar hevi aleihem ha'iyun v'chiva osam ha'chakira. Umavu hu gankin zezeh ha'shleimus ha'achon ha'nichbod. Yev shal agi alav ela acha ha'higi ha'shleimus ha'rishim. Ki odam yev shal shi'etzayim muskol. You can't imagine in your mind an intellectual abstract. Even if they teach you, you can't understand it. So you have to understand it on your own. But old, you're in pain, or rov, you're starving, chazak, or tzami, you're thirsty, or chov, it's too hot, of course, it's too cold, then you can't concentrate, can't focus. Aval acha higia shleimus harishon, efshar lagia la shleimus ha'achron. Aval hua nichver b'lo safek, ashes, obviously more important, husibas ha'chayim ha'masridim. Why do we live? We live in this world, so we should reach intellectual perfection. Loz alos, nothing else. V'atorah amitis asher b'yana shi'achas v'she'en zulos v'itoras Moshe Rabbeinu. You have to say the Torah. Omnam bo alos es lano shteh ashtem yos yachat. What's the lama? Tikun in yone b'nei odem k'tasim and k'tasim. Everyone should get along with each other. V'hosir ha'ovel v'knos amidas atobos amulos anshe titochan amidas anshe yoretz v'hasmadosam al seder echad lagia kol echad mehen el shlemus or vishu. Everyone should live in peace and in harmony and should reach their own physical perfection. Afterwards, that's what it says. He quotes Psukim to prove it. First, Chukim Eila liyiras Hashem Elokeinu. Number one, l'tovlonu kol hayomim. Number two, l'chayoseinu kayom hazeh. The pasuk in Vaschana, which we say in the Musaf Rosh Hashanah. Hikdim hinei Hashem Elokeinu v'fi maloso k'mo shebiyanu shu atakos ha'achron. For Amro, the tov lanu kol hayom. That's forever. As Chazal say, yitav loch, l'olam shekulo tov, harach t'yomim, l'olam kolach, that's olam haba. That's the ultimate proof, ultimate purpose. The chayaseinu kayom hazeh, amina gashmis, which is, comes first, rishonim is man, it's chronologically first, then you have to keep it within it, ad kan the Rambam. So knowledge, therefore, is obviously a very significant goal in Rambamis, very, very. But a couple of questions arise. Number one, how is it possible to say that a person who never grasped these intellectual achievements cannot have Olam Haba? It's impossible at first glance, based on the Marma Komus, which I gave you, which seemed to prove the exact opposite. I'll give you an example. This is, do we have the Marma Komus? Let's see, I brought a few copies now. I'm sure everyone Haman has the Marma Komus. I brought some copies. Here we go. Who didn't get yesterday? Yaakov, you didn't get? Take, please. Keep you busy for your Oviyantif. So we started with a number of Gemaras in Masechet Sanhedrin. Okay? And one of them, Kuf Yudim and Beis. Let's look there. Have a look. Kuf Yudim and Beis. This seems to be completely irreconcilable with the simple read of the Rambam, that to get into Olam Haba, you have to have intellectual achievements. Again, it's a simple read, superficial read of the Rambam. Kuf Yudim Beis, the very bottom. What does it say in the very bottom, Kuf Yudim Beis? What does it say? Itmar, the last four lines. Kot Neima Se Bol Olam Haba. Some say when he's born, some say when he speaks, some say when he's conceived, some say when he's when Bris Mila, and some say when he answers Amen. The 1-year-old, 2-year-old. Rabbi say, according to the Rambam, this is all absurd. None of you have any intellectual achievement. Checkmate. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two, the Rambam said here in Perek Gimel, Lichos Shuvah, a person thinks that God has a body, so he's a min. And a min is not treated so kindly in halacha. We shall see momentarily. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Mamrim. Let's remember, we started Mamrim for a good reason. We learned about the losos, all that stuff, leading up to this idea of Mamrim. Because here in Mamrim, we have the same thing repeating itself. The Paragimel. Watch this. Mishen emode b'torah shabal peh eino zokin Mamrim, hama b'torah, rei b'chlal apikursin. Be'achash in the spas through COVID b'torah shabal peh below malin, as if he's like treated as someone who said a Torah ben Hashemayim, which is found in the Mishnah, which is not found in the Mishnah, shekolela elam bechal yisro, they lost this status up, ve'entoch lo eden lo asro lo dayonim. Rabosai, kol yisro yesh mechem haba, he's not part of kol yisro, right? Befeish. To lose it, you have to leave Klal Yisrael, especially before Shemamba. Amed v'amurim, the famous halacha gimel, b'ish asher kofa b'torah b'al peh b'machshavto v'dvorim sh'niru lo. Holach achadato akala v'shar chashuyus libo v'kofa b'torah sh'va peh atchila k'tzodok u'baisus. Kalot v'cheng al tov achav. In that generation. Avu b'nei atov o'ele, u'b'nei b'neihem, the grandsons, and 10 generations later, she'dichu osam avosam v'noldu ben akaroyim, v'gidlu osam al dato, v'kitinok she'nishba b'neihem, v'gidlu, v'eino zores lechos b'dachya mitzvah sh'arelu ka'onus, afo pi she'sham ha'kach, shu yehudi v'roi yehudim v'dosam, v'roi ka'onus sh'aregidlu al tavusam, instead of killing them, he said earlier, all of a sudden they're with us completely. Rabbanu Shalom, Reb Chaim said, a nebuch apokaris is oichan apokaris. How do you reconcile Reb Chaim in the Rambam and Hilchos Tshuva Paragimel with Hilchos Mamon Paragimel? Seems to be irreconcilable. That's the kasha. That's the kasha. So there are various answers to this question. There are two major answers to the question, and then this is what I consider to be the correct answer. But the major answers which I found, I'll give you from the source that I found them in originally. This book, Must a Jew Believe Anything? I'll give you page numbers, those won't look it up. And it seems to be a new edition out, so maybe different pages, I'm not sure. Page 84. Page 84. Okay. He claims going to the army, you have to understand the principles. Why? Maimonides can only get people into heaven if they have made themselves full human beings, individuals with a certain amount of intellectual achievement. That's the superficial reader we saw ourselves in the Pirush Mishnah. So we read, right? We read, am I right? We read it today. Nishlam Oda Muskolos Ki Muskolos. Yeah, not a behema, v'chule. Okay. One achieves that level of advanced only through understanding of basic metaphysical teachings. Correct knowledge concerning God is the only key to immortality. Essential elements in this knowledge are taught and explained in the first five principles. Maimonides' first five principles then teach metaphysical truths, as we saw. Understanding those truths constitutes enough intellectual advancement to guarantee a share in the world to come. The other principles also teach truths, of course, but a type of different from the first group. These latter truths relate to certain historical events concerning the giving of the Torah, the way God relates to us, certain future events, Messiah and resurrection. Rejection of these truths excludes one from the community constituted by their acceptance, the community of Israel, but does not and cannot in and of itself lead to exclusion from the world to come. See, he, Professor Kellner, is completely oblivious to the phrase which repeats so many times. Whenever you lose the share of the world to come, the Rambam writes, you left Klal Yisrael. He's oblivious to that. He says, no, it's purely intellectual. Only the first five of this 13 are what the Rambam called Paragimel Lechazayin Amin. That's the only way you lose your Olam Haba, because you lack the intellectual advancement which is required to get in to Olam Haba. And I'm reading further. Maimonides claimed that all his principles are dogmas in the strict sense that perfect acceptance of them is necessary in the fish condition to be part of Israel. Having a share in the world to come is thus seen to be exaggerated. Rabbis, you need all 13. No, you only need 5. It is only the first 5 principles that are dogmas in that sense. No mistakes can be tolerated concerning them, and none is. Innocent mistakes concerning the other principles can be tolerated to the extent that those who make these mistakes need not to be subjected to the full rigor of law discerning heretics, as is clear from the treatise of the Karaite, the sentence prescribed in Maimonides' writings. But is this indeed the case? That Maimonides himself distinguished between the first 5 principles and all others, as I hear a claim? It turns out that, fortunately for my case, he makes that point explicitly in Mor Nevuchim. Mor Nevuchim, let's take a look. Mor Nevuchim, he says, Perek Chelek Aleph, Perek Lamed Vov. Perek Lamed Vav. He's explaining in advance. The Karoyim are okay to make a mistake. What are they denying? Principle number 8. What's principle number 8 or 9 or 10? About Torah Ben HaShemayim, the Torah Sheval Peh. Right? We'll see that. We should really see that right now. Let's take a break from our screen and open to the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos to see that particular ego. Yeah. What's your question? I'm sorry.
Most people don't achieve this level of discernment.
Exactly.
They achieve it experientially in life.
Are you 100%?
They come to the recognition.
You're 100%. So the ego we have to see, the Yisichos Yisod over here, is number 8. If those have my edition, it's page Zion, the column 4. Yisod HaShmini. Torah ben HaShemayim, who should namin ki kol HaTorah HaZos and the Sunnah de Moshe Rabbeinu Olam HaShalom, shikula mipi agvura, kuloma shigia elav, kula meiz HaShem Yisborach, b'inyan shenikra al derech HaShol HaDibur. We call it Dibur, it's a metaphor. He's the only one who knew it. V'chihu ha'yakamo sofer shekoran lo v'ukosev kol amoros ha'yomim v'asfurim v'asipurim v'amitzis. He's like a scribe. L'fichach nikra mechokek v'en hefresh ben uvnei chom kushu mitzrayim v'shem ishta me'aytavel v'timnoi sepilegesh, which seem to be so at the first guess meaningless. U'vein anokhi Hashem alokeach l'shma Yisrael. Ki akol mi pi agvura va kol Torah Hashem tzmima tahora kedosha emes v'zeh shama b'li shekamo eile apsukim v'asipur Moshe asipur midato. He made up on his own, telling some ma'aselach. He nehu etzel chachamenu nevi'enu kofer u'megalapanu yosef mikol hakofrim v'shachoshev sheish b'toro leivu klipa the essence. Teres adibra shema Yisrael, and then there's the shell. V'she'ele de v'ayamim v'asipurim ben tawadas ben v'shem v'eitz Moshe ben alav v'shalom v'ze'in ein Torah min ha'shamayim, which is what found in the Mishnah. Right? That's one of the people who lost El Abba. Ein Torah min ha'shamayim, because you deny even the stories of the Torah, the Mishnah. That's sad enough. Amu chachamim zal hu ha'mamet shekol ha'torah mipi ha'gvura chutz mipasuk zeh shalom ha'kodesh baruch hu el Moshe mipi atzma. Sadi tesmah and mamet comes. The Kidvar Hashem Baza, Hashem Yisbarach V'yesem M'mamer HaKofrim Ela Kol Dibu V'Dibu Men HaTorah Yesh Ben Chochmos Uploim The Mishem Mei V'Nosem V'Lo Husak Tachas Chochmosem Arucha Me'er Tzmidah V'Tchofim Min Yam V'en Lish El Halech V'Ikvos Dover And Mashiach El Kayak V'Shin Spal El Galina V'Er Bidna Niflos V'Torah Secha. Period. I believe that's where the first Madura stopped. The first Madur of the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos, to my knowledge, stopped right over here. Now, obviously, what we have in front of us is seamless; keeps right on going. I'm looking in the Hamor to see if they note. We don't have Rabbi Shalat here. If they make this note, hold on. I am here. They do not note this. But I believe it's a later edition. Let's read it straight. Almost done. Ukemo kein pirish haTorah makubul ganke mipi agvura v'zeh shanu osam ayom mitavnes hasuka v'lula v'shofar tzitzis v'tfilin v'zulasam hu bi'atzmo hatavnes hasha'om Hashem izbaruch l'moshe v'hu om alonu v'hu neman b'shlichuso. I don't think it's a puzzle which tells you. Fine. That later part was not in the earlier editions. It's not completely clear whether that's an ego mamish or an extension of the ego. Because the tzdukim didn't believe in this. Right? So the question becomes, are the tzdukim kofrim in the ikri amunah mamish or only in the extension of the ikri amunah? That's going to become relevant as we go. That's not, having read this, go to the, so Rav Kellner, Professor Kellner says, if you don't believe this, you don't lose your olam haba, you're an onus. It all depends on the first five. I was against the Rambam, said the Fesh, after all 13. Fortunately, he quotes the Mor Nevuchim. Okay, let's see what the Mor Nevuchim says. Let's read the Mor Nevuchim. How do I get to this? Nah, it's not worth it. Let's go to Perek by Perek, a different. We have to go to Perek Aleph. Again, how do we find this again? Sifrei Machshava. Okay, Mor Nevuchim. Chelik Aleph, you want that. Lamed Vav. Let's read Lamed Vav. It tells us to read it. We should read it. Watch. Torah, attributes. Anger. Right? You see it all the time. Charonaf. Right? We said this morning, Bechorav Hashem Bechem, right? We read it in Kriya Shema. Gives many, many examples. Look what's happening over here. Look what's happening. Watch this. Watch. Gives different kinds of kvira. That's ridiculous. It's a middleman. Egel, right? Was a medium. How do you know? He's there, Moshe. I don't know. So Moshe said, "The intermediary will have the eagle be intermediary." Fine. But the kofrim, even though they believe in God in theory, but they begin to believe in other things as well, because the Hamon doesn't understand all these things. You have to kill him. Let's chayek on the shama. Fine. They shouldn't teach you the wrong thing. Leilan the meschalasos. Watch this now. Someone who doesn't believe in God, or there are two gods, or God is a body, right? Oh, sheyicha so is a chesaron sheyir. Yoseh rami over avodah zarah pilei plurim and ramba. If you believe that God has a body, or he really gets angry, you're worse than why you're worse than Avodah Zarah? Because Avodah Zarah believes in a pure God, and the underlings do all these funny things. At least he believes in a pure God. But you believe in a God who has a body, or a God that gets angry, literally, you're worse than Avodah Zarah. Only the Rambam can write such a poem. Wow. V'da, shato tamin b'hakshama. What's hakshama? Corporalism, that God has a body. I think this is maybe the part that he's quoting. Hold on a second. Watch this. Yeshua is snatzlus. He's an excuse. Baruch God Aleha is brought up that way, that God has a body. He's not so smart, not intellectual. Cain Roy, if that's the case, should time him over the Avodah Zarah. Who lo yavad al lesichlus of nesha god al adamez. He believes in, he's a Buddhist, he's in a god. What do you want from me? We also grew up that way. V'im tov mer shepshut yaksuvim yashlichum b'zeh asafek, because they're just, what? Following the simple biblical text. Cain teda sh'over the Avodah Zarah omnam heviyu l'avodah sa dimyonim v'tziurim chaserim. So also he has an excuse. What does that mean? If your intellect cannot reach the true understanding of Hashem, the first five Ikrim, then accept these truths from those who are intellectual enough. That's why I'm saying you're out. Not because you didn't understand, but you know, your IQ is not high enough. But you should have the wisdom at least to accept it from those who have a higher IQ, who can understand. Watch this. Shani lo achshov lekofer mishlo yavi mofes harachokas agashmus. A man who's not able to prove that God has no body, he's not a kofer. Avol echshov lekofer mishlo yamen harachokasa. You don't believe that God doesn't have a body. The koshkein bimso pirish unklus upirishonus menuziel olavashalom. They always, every time it says some kind of God's body, they always explain it in metaphors. So every year, there's no Shabbat Mikvah Targum. See, there's no excuse. But the man never heard of Targum, never heard of Mikvah, never heard anything. According to the last line around, there would be an excuse. I think it's a throwaway line to some extent. He's saying that you have to understand God. Notice, he says that the Rambam is only saying these things about the first five, actually the first three, primarily Ikrim. Right? And the Karaim only rejected the eighth Ikar, or the extension of the eighth Ikar. That's what he says.
That's what blind belief, he says, right?
Right. So in other words, he's claiming that the Rambam is saying someone who mistakenly denies these Ikrim is out. But he only said it about the first, really three, not five, three. So therefore he's assuming that the Karoim did not reject God's essence, unity, or incorporeality. They did not reject the creation of the universe, did not create intermediaries. And therefore they're not infidels in the sense described here by the Rambam. They reject the true teaching concerning the Torah, but do not misconstrue or misrepresent the nature of God. As such, they do not commit fatal metaphysical mistakes, are therefore not automatically excluded from the world to come. That's what he says. Chiddush Nifla. Noah did not make a distinction explicitly between the first five, and actually he only has three over here, right? Does he go beyond three? Not really. It's three. And then he goes, didn't mention God is before the world, and not, unless you say about Azara. There are people who use intermediaries who are not doing Avodah Zarah. We know that. Open a sinner. Bochunu l'shalom. Which then he didn't say for that reason. But then every sinner. And you have Malach Elyon in the Slichus. Right? That's a problem. What to do with that? We'll get to it. The Kitzah, he only says the first three explicitly, not even four and five. In any event, this is Professor Kellner's understanding. That's his understanding. Now, the in Pirush Mishnayos, what did he say? Let's read again the Pirush Mishnayos. You have these 13. You're included in Klal Yisrael. And let me read you again. I'm reading it from my edition because it has certain things which you don't have. Please look inside. Tell you where to look. At the very, very end. At the very, very end. After the 13th Igar. Let's read together. This I skipped before by mistake. A big mistake. Have a look inside, please. If you have my edition, you'll find it after the 13th Igar. Okay? Starts with the words. Right after the third Nika, what does he say? Start from there, take it. Tchias HaMeisim. Kfar Be'enu. V'chashayyeh b'yad ha'odom kol elu ha'yesodos. All, 13. V'emunosu nechona b'hem. Hayu nichlas b'klal Yisroel. V'chayovim li'ahava u'lochos olof. V'chol mashat tzivonim Hashem ala ahava v'achvo im zeh. Afilu also, watch this now. Kol shu yochol ben averus. Did every aver under the sun? Machmas hatava v'isgabrus hateva agarua. No. Hayu nenash kifigod al cheto v'yesh lo chelek. Wow. Humi posha Yisrael. Wow. To be the biggest bum, believe in these 13 things, he gets all of my book. I'm reading just simply a basic level. We'll see much deeper as we go. Vim nisrofeif. How do you translate what in English? What does the word nisrofeif mean? They have over here and all that, and this is translation they have. Kshiniskalkel. Niskalkel means ruined. Nisrofeif means weakened. Rifyun. L'odam yesod me'ela yesodos. Hareyotsim in a klal v'kofa v'ikar. V'nikramin v'apikoros v'kotsu v'natiyos. V'chayav l'snoso l'amdom v'lova omer. Wow. Seems to me from this Rambam, it all depends. If you stick the 13 right thoughts, you'll get all of Abba, no matter how bad you are. And if you admit you're in doubt about even one of them, you don't get all of Abba, no matter how good you are. That's a simple read of this statement. Simple read. It can't be true, though. What do you do with the one-year-old, the one-day-old? How do you get all of Abba according to this? How's it possible? Just giving you what the academics say, Pshat and Rambam, based upon this. There is a Tshuva Rambam, which says the reverse can also be true. What are we saying basically fundamentally over here? We're saying that someone who's an onus has no olam haba, but we treat him like a mensch. When the Rambam said in Hilchos Mamrim that the children are to be treated nicely, okay? So we say he's no olam haba. We have to treat him nicely. We shouldn't equate the definition of someone who is lacking Ikar Emuna in these two realms. I repeat again. Olam haba, he lost. But, again, different way, let's go slow. According to the academic approach of Professor Kellner, the only discussion that's found over here is the first 3, 4, or 5 Ikarim. Okay? Once again, to show you, let's go back to the Ikar HaRevi. Let's read the Ikar HaRevi. Very short. HaKadmus, that God comes first. Hu Shenamen Ki Zeh HaEchad HaOmer Hu Kadmon BeEchlet. He has existed forever. V'chol HaNimsa V'zulaso Bilti Kadmon BeErko Elov. And he quotes Pesukim. That's all it says. Kadmus. No more. In his Madura Basra, he added, I have it here in my edition of the Hamor. I'm reading more. Vida, you don't have it. Unless you have it. You, I don't know. You stop there, right? It's very short. It's 3 lines. Right? In your edition?
Yeah.
He added more. Vida. Ki ha-yesod ha-gonol shotos Moshe Rabbeinu hu she-ha-olam hu mechudosh. Yitzaru Hashem u-bro achar ha-heder ha-muchla. That God has created creation ex nihilo. Yesh mi'ayim. That's not in the first edition. Not clear. If you deny that you lose your olam haba, because it's not in the first edition. And the fifth igar, what's the fifth igar? Hu yisalahu sharor la'avdal l'roma olo diar ramamusu avudaso lo lasos kena l'mishu l'matam l'kain l'mishu l'matam imenu b'mitzius malochim kochovim galgalim yisodos k'diram utbom epulosayim. Catch this now. This is very, very important. Very, very, very important. The words are critical over here. I'm reading the your edition. You shouldn't worship them, so they should be to intercede for you. Etc. What happens if you don't worship them? You ask them to intercede without worshiping them. If you read the Ekir HaChamishi as we have it over here, that would not be considered a violation of the Ikri Amuna. So all those cases, you say, B'chuni L'Shalom, you're not obey them. Chas V'Shalom. You're asking them, give me a blessing, right? Like you go to a Talmud Chochem, give me a blessing. Gives you, that's a foolish Gemara.
What are you saying?
Yishalom
should be a Megillah.
Right, whatever that is. So it could be that we're not in violation of these of the fifth at all. In any event, I saw a discussion of this issue in a few places. One of them is in Rabbi Wiedelblank's Kuntras. I'm going to cite for you from. If you want to look up later on, you can probably get it. You have a copy of it or get it online. 8.3 footnote 14. He claims over there that the Rambam left out the idea of creation ex nihilo because it cannot be proved philosophically, but that Hashem existed forever, that can be proven. And therefore you need Yediyah, and it's not enough to have Emunah, etc., etc. Of course, the problem is that the Rambam writes here in Yisod number 4, what's the source for these things? V'harayos al zeh b'kisve hakodesh rabos. Rebbeinu Shalom. He says it's not based on knowledge. It's based on psukim. It seems to be It's a problem. Based on psukim. Psukim. And he gave no philosophical proof for ego number four. He gave for 1, 2, and 3 at great length. It's hard to say that yisod number four is philosophically proven. Hard to say it. But kitzer, so it should come out contra to what Professor Kellner says, you have to believe in the first five, if you go with Amahalach. And even contra to this issue of believing in 3.5, rather, only the first three. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, I met a man named Rabbi Meir Tribbetz. You ever read his stuff? Have you heard his shiur on the Yud Gimel Ikrim? Okay, so if it's not in written form. I think it's only on... If you can get it in written form somehow, I don't know how you do that. If you can download it or something, I'd like to either hear it or... I don't know. If you can get me on a plain old CD and put it in my car, I'm happy to hear it. Otherwise, I can't. But he said, no, he told me only first three. If you go with Amal. Others say, no, all 13 are created equal. But the distinction is, here he's talking about Olam Habo. You miss any one of the 13, even if you're a Nebuch HaPakor, it's because of Olam Habo. And Hilchos Mamre say, Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh, you treat them like a mensch. Treat them like a mensch. So there's a dichotomy, Rabbo say, a dichotomy. So I saw fascinatingly, here in this beautiful Hamor edition, in footnote Shin Yud, so like this, quotes of Tshuva Sarama. Could we get Tshuva Sarama over here? I'd like to show it to him. I think we're running out of time. It's taking a long time. This is much longer than, well, we'll do it as much as we can.
Is it possible that the Rambam's reference to Olam Haba doesn't mean base Olam Haba, but maybe it means like Tzela Chachma, and not necessarily, because how would he answer the wife? You have a first Gemara, and nevertheless, if you would take his position, it doesn't say the wife has to know anything. Interesting, right?
The bigger kash is from a Tinoch. That's the biggest kash. Biggest kash.
So maybe he means the place in heaven.
Okay. No. It's a different, they have different Rambams. Maybe this is it. Really it. Anyway, Tshuva Sarama has the opposite case. What's the opposite case? Opposite case, Kidu Tshuva. So in Hilchos, let's take a look. Let's take a look at two Rambams. They don't have the Blau. He calls the Blau edition of Rambam Reish Samachdal. This is not it. But two Rambams that we do have. One Rambam is the Nuchas Tshuva. You lose your Olam Haba, right? When you lose your Olam Haba, Shemes below Tshuva. Avalim Shav Mirisho Mace, who bal Tshuva, who is me B'nei Olam Haba, She'en Lecha Dova, She'omim B'nei Tshuva. Kofa Mikol Kol Yomav, last minute, believes in God, boom, he gets Olam Haba. Okay, great. That's over here. The problem is a different Rambam. Inuchas Avodah Zara. Take a look. Inuchas Avodah Zara. We haven't found yet. Watch this. Hilchos Avodah Zarah and Rambam seems to say exactly the reverse. Pegbez Aloche Hey. Watch this. Watch. Apikursim Yisrael and Yisrael Chodom Ben Agvorim. Where did Ram get this from? So the Ketzav Mishnah tells you where he got it from. Two Gemaras. Elisha ben Avuya, Sheshama me'achori ha'pargod. Shuvu bonim shovavim chutz mi'alisha. She'odeh rabba miskabal nimrabo. And the chulin, ein mekabal korban mi'mumo l'nasich asayayin l'chal shalat v'faresya. How can it be? They asked the Kasha.
They asked
the Rambam the Kasha. Okay. I'll give you his answer. Answer the Rambam like this. It's no stira. No stira. What does it mean? Anu lo nekavu mehem tshuva. V'lo nireem b'cheskas v'alei tshuva. We. Based in Shalmata. Ela b'cheskas minim kevish oyu. V'atzadik l'shei marim hi on misibas ha-pachad olindav da'as ha-briyas. That's what it means. That's because of Avodah Zarah. We don't trust them. It's just their whole life. We don't trust them. We're just doing this fake. Is that Hamamar Achron Hilchos Tshuva? No. Bein Olam Bein Boram. Cholam Abba. Whoa. There's no steer at all. That's in one direction. The view of the Sefer Chemda Tova. Did I bring it in? I show it to him. I'll just read you this. We have to end the shiur. Time is up. Rabbi Chemda Tova says it's the very beginning. The very beginning. Page Yud Gimel in the Sefer. The very beginning. That's how he distinguishes between these two Rambams. He says, like this. He says that a person could be what's called a shogeg. Right? The din will be that he has no Olam Haba. Quote the Rav Chaim, as he said, on Nebuch HaPakaris. But we have to treat him like a mensch. Hilchos Magrim. No stira. The opposite of the Tshuva Sirama. The opposite. This is what he says. This idea is found already in the Lechem Mishnah. Basically, says the same Yisrael we said before. Okay? And I'm not going to go into all the discussions right now, all of his various rites. He claims, does the Sefer Chemda Tova, that the one who said it first, none other than the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim? Wow. The Chofetz Chaim. This is a Chiddush. The Chofetz Chaim said this. And we'll have to analyze this next time because we're out of time. So let's make a note. To start with, he gives it in our mouth. Chofetz Chaim Klal Yud Os Lamed. So we're leaving it at this. Much, much more to talk about. We got a little bit of an introduction. I'll tell you in advance now, the reading of the Rambam is only superficial. Can't be, it's against the Mefurash Gemara. Mishnah Meftiyantah will go into the detail. Okay.